The Minister of State with responsibility for international transport is meeting management of the Dublin Airport Operator DAA this morning. It follows chaos at the airport yesterday, which saw many people miss their flights. Both Hildegard Nocton and Transport Minister Eamon Ryan expressed deep unhappiness at the situation, saying it fell far short of the service that citizens and visitors should expect at the state's largest airport. From Dublin Airport, Fergal O'Brien reports.
The situation at Dublin Airport is calmer this morning, with currently no queues outside the terminal buildings. Some queues formed briefly outside Terminal 1 earlier, with a temporary set-down zone in operation, but there has been no repeat of yesterday's chaotic scenes, when thousands of intending passengers had to wait in lengthy queues inside and outside both terminals from early in the morning, with many missing their flights as a result. As of 7:45, it was taking around 45 minutes to pass through security in Terminal 1 and 30 minutes in Terminal 2. Extra security lanes were opened early this morning to cater for the anticipated early arrival of passengers, with 45,000 people due to depart from Dublin Airport today. The airport operator DAA has apologised for yesterday, saying there were not enough staff on duty or enough security lines open to cope with passenger numbers. It said it would refund passengers who failed to make their departure times. Minister Nocton said today's meeting will centre on getting clarity for the reasons behind what happened and to get assurances ahead of the bank holiday weekend this week that it won't be repeated. Fergal O'Brien, RTE News. At Dublin Airport.
EU ambassadors are meeting in Brussels this morning in a last-minute attempt to break the deadlock on approving an oil embargo against Russia, which has been held up by Hungary for the past 4 weeks. Diplomats are hoping that agreement can be reached ahead of a two-day summit of EU leaders beginning later this afternoon, which will be attended by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The EU has been grappling with the oil embargo for weeks. The plan has been to ban the purchase of Russian oil in order to starve the Kremlin of billions of euro in revenue, which go on to fund its brutal war against Ukraine. However, Hungary and others have held out against the embargo because they argue their economies are entirely dependent on oil piped in via the Druzhba pipeline, and that replacing their entire system to receive alternatives will cost hundreds of millions of euro. Diplomats have been working on a compromise whereby Russian oil that is delivered by sea is banned, but oil delivered by pipeline is exempt for the moment. That would mean two-thirds of the oil from Russia being embargoed. However, the fact that officials have been exploring exempting both the northern Druzhba pipeline, which serves Poland and Germany, from the ban, as well as the southern pipeline, which serves Hungary and Slovakia, have left other countries angry because they would have to find expensive alternatives to the shipped oil. Yesterday, Robert Habeck, Germany's economy minister, warned that European unity on sanctions against Russia was crumbling. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
In Ukraine, the governor of the eastern Luhansk region has said Russian forces are moving into the city of Severodonetsk from the outskirts amid what he described as very fierce fighting. Serhiy Hayde said the news was disappointing, that the situation remains very difficult as Moscow's offensive in the region continues. He said evacuations from the neighbouring city of Lysychansk are being carried out, but it remains under Ukrainian control. The Northern Ireland Assembly is due to meet today to discuss the election of a First and Deputy First Minister, but the DUP has made it clear it will block the move. The meeting has been convened to start at 12 noon after a recall petition by Sinn Féin secured the required 30 signatures. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The outcome of this debate is known before it even starts. Members of the Stormont Assembly will be asked to support a motion supporting the urgent appointment of executive ministers and the restoration of power sharing. Sinn Féin, the Alliance Party, Ulster Unionists and SDLP have all said the executive should be restored as soon as possible. The first item on the agenda will be the election of a new speaker, which the DUP blocked when the Assembly met for the first time 4 days after the election. Without the appointment of a speaker, no other business can be conducted, including the election of a First and Deputy First Minister. DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has made it clear that his position has not changed, so the appointments will not be possible. He has said the dispute over the Northern Ireland Protocol must be resolved to his party's satisfaction before it will re-enter power sharing. Last week, Mr. Donaldson described this recall petition as a stunt which should be taken with a pinch of salt.
ESB is to recruit 1,000 people over the next 3 years to support its strategy to achieve net zero emissions by 2040. It says the recruitment drive across a range of technical and specialist skills will help deliver the infrastructure services and associated customer-focused solutions required to achieve the target. 250 new jobs are to be created in Athlone by Swedish telecoms equipment firm Ericsson. The roles are to be added over the next 3 years at its research and development campus in the town. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly cloudy and showery today with some heavier showers in places. Some sunshine later. Cool with highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees in a light to moderate northwest breeze.